This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on trolling on Craigslist, a new 419 internet scam. In many cities, Craigslist is the modern go-to site for buying and selling, having decimated its competition years ago and what's left of the print industry. It's a clunky site with nothing fancy to it, but hey, it's free, it's popular, and stuff moves. So many of us are all over whenever we have to sell or buy, you know, stuff. Which is not to say that Craigslist hasn't had its problems as an open forum in the modern world. There's all of this nastiness about predators. They're the shrewd operators that took prostitution off the streets and onto the web until Craig had to finally police some of that stuff. The point is that Craigslist is a wonderful tool, but so is a hammer, and that doesn't mean you can't still smash your fingers if you're not careful. All of which brings me to internet scams. There are, of course, the spam scams powered by bots in Russia and around the world that offer a bit of everything plus 100 million euros if you're willing to double-click your way to trouble. If they have an attachment, you might as well just throw your computer away. Most of us know to be careful about this stuff. There are programs that weed out some of it. Then there are the 419 scams from Nigeria, referring to the section of the Nigerian Criminal Code forbidding mail fraud. A couple of years ago, there were very interesting adaptations to the standard inheritance scams. You got an urgent email from an email that looked like it was from a friend. They were desperate and trying to get back home, usually from some foreign country, but their wallet or purse had been stolen and they needed you to wire money to them to save the day. I can remember my first time calling a friend in Helena, Montana at 6 a.m. to see if they were alive and well. Those were great, but they always broke down when you emailed back for a hotel name so that you could call them directly. Got the runaround and then ended up being asked to send a grand or two to a Western Union in London or somewhere far from anywhere. There's a new twist which seems more bot than person, which is disappointing given how interactive the robbed in a strange land scam worked. Several of my friends tried to offer their rooms during the Jazz Fest or rent the other side of their double or whatever, and are getting these great emails almost immediately when they post to Craigslist. It's almost invariably a young woman who's moving to the city from England. What is it about England and these scams, eh? And wants to rent for a year for top dollar, seemingly solving all problems the ad placer might have. Reading a couple of these, the money always looks great. I was suspicious because the young woman always looks too good in a stereotypical way to be true. You know, devout Christian, no smoking, no drugs, no drinking, clean freak. I mean, really, how many of them are left? And why are they leaving London? That and the grammar's a little off with some misspellings, making me think more machine than scam artist here. Once they get a response, and that's your mistake here, then there's not much engagement, but a couple of days later, there's this problem wiring you the money, and they have a complicated ask where you would make an extra $100 for wiring them back the money to Western Union, the excess amount they tried to send you. Well, you get it now. They pick up your listings by trolling on Craigslist. They want you to provide your name and address, which is sketchy already. They send you a picture and try to get the same back from you, I guess so that they can pretend to be you to someone else next time around. I read today that the judge wouldn't release the names of the people scammed by the Wolf of Wall Street, the true character behind the Leonardo DiCaprio movie. Turns out, according to AARP and others, that scammers like to buy a list of suckers wherever they can find them because once burned is not necessarily twice learned. Just saying, we all use Craigslist and no reason not to, but there's mischief around some of these corners. Caveat emptor. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.